Supreme Court heard oral arguments in a major religious rights case today, a Missouri church that was denied state funds for a new school playground surface. Our co-host and Supreme Court reporter Greg Storr listened to the arguments. Greg, what was the main issue?
Hi, June. Well, the main issue was whether the state was violating this church's rights to free exercise of religion. The church says, you had this funding program, we would have qualified for it and gotten money for this playground resurfacing that we wanted to do had we not been religious. But because we were a church, you said we couldn't get the money, and the church said that violates the Constitution's First Amendment.
Well, and how did the justices react to this in court today?
It was a pretty good day for the church. It appears that not only will they get the court's conservative members to say that was unconstitutional, but Justices Elena Kagan and Stephen Breyer, two of the Democratic appointees, also seemed very skeptical that the state could do that. Justice Kagan described what was happening here as quote, a clear burden on a constitutional right. And she said the state had to meet an extremely high burden, have an extremely high justification in order to be able to make this distinction.
Greg, Justice Sonia Sotomayor said the state might just be saying we don't want to be involved with a church. And so she seemed to be on the other side of the issue. Were there any other justices who agreed with her?
Yeah, Justice Sotomayor and Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg seem to be the two who were most inclined to agree with Missouri that it could make this distinction. Justice Ginsburg pointed to a 1947 case that she said essentially said in no uncertain terms that Missouri could do what it's doing here, but they did not seem to get the support that they would need from the other two Democratic appointees, and it certainly didn't seem like they had anyone like Justice Kennedy from the court's conservative wing.
It's interesting, Greg, because this is an area, you know, church-state cases that has bedeviled the court for 70 years now. They've never been able to draw a line in a way that's very consistent, have they?
No, they haven't. And one of the issues they have here is that there's also the Establishment Clause, which limits what the federal government and states can do in support of churches. And this case was about the Free Exercise Clause, which is a different prong of the First Amendment. And those two clauses are often in tension. And what Missouri was arguing was that there is some, as he put it, play between the joints, where a state can choose whether or not to provide some aid to a religiously affiliated organization. So that's an issue that the justices have gone back and forth with over the years on the Supreme Court. So it is a complicated area of the law, but at least in terms of the outcome in this case, the argument that I witnessed upstairs today seemed fairly clear.
The federal appeals court below had pointed to a 2004 Supreme Court ruling that said states that offer college scholarships can deny them to students majoring in theology. How was that case distinguished at the arguments?
Well, so that came up in passing. They didn't dwell on that as much as one might have thought. That was a case where it was a student who was going to study theology, and case was sort of distinguished from something here where it was a clearly secular purpose for the funding. This was resurfacing, using recycled tires, a playground. And there were questions about whether, you know, the church could hold religious services on there or something like that. The suggestion that it was clearly something that benefited the church as a whole. But the program itself in this case was clearly neutral, or I shouldn't say clearly neutral, but the justices seemed to sort of accept that this program was not a religious program. It was a neutral program of just, you know, making playgrounds safer and nicer places to play.
You know, Greg, I would imagine back in, say, the 1970s, you might have had more justices who were sympathetic to the state's argument about not getting entangled with religion, but the court really has come a long way closer to Justice Alito's views on religion over the years, hasn't it?
Yeah, they sure have. And this is, if you can, you know, name the top, you know, two or three or four defining features of this court under John Roberts, support for religious rights as they see them, is probably one of those defining features. Churches are getting a pretty good hearing these days at the Supreme Court.
Thanks so much for telling us all about those arguments. That's co-host Greg Storr and, of course, Bloomberg News Supreme Court reporter.